请我们看以弗所第一章。
Let's turn to the first chapter of Ephesians.
以弗所第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
我们从第三节念起，念到第十四节。
We read from verse 3 through verse 14.
第一章第三节。
Chapter 1, verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ.
就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他里面面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
According as he has chosen us in him before the world's foundation, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love.
又因爱我们，就按着自己旨意所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分。
Having marked us out beforehand for adoption.Through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
是他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是他在爱之里所赐给我们的。
To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has taken us into favor in the beloved.
我们借这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of offenses, according to the riches of his grace.
这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明，充充足足赏给我们的。
Which he has caused to abound towards us in all wisdom and intelligence.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
Having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的，都在基督里同归于一。
For the administration of the fullness of time, to head up all things in Christ, the things in the heavens and the things upon the earth.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这愿是那位随己意行着万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
In him in whom we have also obtained an inheritance, being marked out beforehand, according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his own will.
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
That we should be to the praise of his glory who have pre-trusted in the Christ.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
In whom you also have trusted, having heard the word of the truth, the glad tidings of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you have trusted.Being sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
这圣灵是我们的基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，是他的荣耀得着称赞。
Who is the earnest of our inheritance to the redemption of the acquired possession to the praise of his glory.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
我们的神，我们愿意看见你的荣耀显在主耶稣的面上。
Our God, we want to see your glory manifested on the face of our Lord Jesus.
愿你的荣耀在这里彰显。
May your glory be manifested here.
叫我们都能俯伏在你的面前敬拜你。
So that we can fall down before you, worshiping you.
因为你是永远可称颂的神。
Because you are the one who forever will be praised.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
们的弟兄斯巴克他曾这样说过。
Our brother T. Austin Sparks said so.
他说在新约的里面没有一个词句应用那么多像在基督里这一个词。
He said in the whole New Testament, there's no other term used so often as the term in Christ.
在基督里，在他里，在耶稣基督里。
In Christ, in Him, in Jesus Christ.
在基督里，借着基督，与基督。
In Christ, through Christ, with Christ.
这样的词句在圣经里头用了两百次之多。
These terms have been used more than 200 times in the New Testament.
在基督教的道理的里面
In the Christian dogma,
没有一段道理像在基督里发表那么的多。
There's no dogma which was expressed so often as in Christ.
也没有一个道理人所明白和领会的是那么的少。
And there's no dogma which people have understood and perceived so little.
所以我们在这里看见在基督里是何等的重要。
So here we see how important it is to be in Christ.
哥罗西第二章第二节告诉我们说
Colossians chapter 2 verse 2 tells us
神的奥秘就是基督。
The mystery of God is Christ.
所积蓄的一切智慧知识都藏在他的里面。
All the wisdom and knowledge is deposited in him.
谁能测读神的奥秘呢
Who can measure the mystery of God?
谁能知道神呢
Who can know God?
我们的神是那样的不可测读的一位神
Our God is not measurable
但是他的奥秘乃是基督
But his Christ, his mystery is Christ
基督把我们的神完全宣告出来
Christ fully expresses our God
他把我们的神完全向我们打开
He opens our God completely to us
所以他说你们看见我就看见了父
Therefore he says When you see me you see the Father
因为神格里面一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督的里面
Because the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ bodily
在基督外面神就没有任何的东西
Outside Christ God has nothing
所有他的一切都是在基督的里面
All he is and he has is in Christ
所以弟兄姊妹这是何等重要我们能知道基督是什么意思
So brothers and sisters it's so important that we know what Christ means.
我们在基督之外不应当有任何的追求。
Outside Christ, we should not have any seeking.
因为神的旨意要我们在基督里面能得着他一切的丰盛。
Because the will of God is for us to obtain his full fullness, riches in Christ.
这是我们第一天早晨所交通的。
This is our message for the first day.
我们昨天早晨在这里所交通的。
What we shared yesterday morning.
乃是说，既然神一切的丰盛都在基督的里面。
Now that all the riches of God is in Christ.
那么我们怎样能进到基督里面去
？How can we enter into Christ?
如果我们能进到基督里面去的话
，If we can enter into Christ，
那么神一切的丰盛就是我们可以享受的。
Then all the riches of God are what we can enjoy。
我们在这里看见说，本来我们是在亚当的里面。
Now here we see that in the past we were in Adam。
因为我们是在亚当的里面
because we were in Adam
所以我们有亚当的性情
therefore we have the nature of Adam
我们有亚当的生活
we have the living of Adam
我们有亚当的行为
that we have the works of Adam
我们的一切都是被亚当所范围的
and all of us is contained is restrained by Adam
我们没有办法从亚当里面跳出来
There's no way for us to get out of Adam.
但是感谢赞美神
But we thank and praise our God.
因着他奇妙的救恩
Because of his wonderful salvation.
他把我们从亚当里头取出来
He has taken us out of Adam.
把我们放在基督的里面
And he has put us in Christ.
所以哥林多前书第一章三十节说
Therefore, the 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30.
他说你们得在基督里是本于神
It is of God that you are in Christ.
不是我们自己有办法从亚当里跳出来。
It is not that we by ourselves are able to come out of Adam.
也不是我们自己有办法能进到基督里去。
It is not that we are able by ourselves to enter into Christ.
乃是借着我们的主耶稣的死而复活。
But through the death and the resurrection of our Lord.
他叫我们向亚当死了。
And he caused us to die to Adam.
叫我们在基督里活了。
And so that we can be living in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，救恩乃是一个地位的改换。
So brothers and sisters, salvation is a change of position.
他把我们从亚当的地位里头出来。
He took us out of the position in Adam.
把我们放在基督的里面。
And put us in Christ.
好像在旧约的时候
As in the Old Testament time
神拯救以色列的百姓
God saved the Israelites
他用逾越节的羊羔的宝的血叫密密的使者越过他们
By the blood of the Passover lamb this killing angel passed over them
所以在那一天的晚上
So that night
在埃及全地
The whole land of Egypt.
所有埃及人的家庭都在那里大声嚎哭。
And all the families of Egyptians, they were crying.
因为所有的长子都被击杀了。
Because all the firstborns were killed.
只有在以色列家的中间。
Only those of the Israelites.
那里有平安。
There was peace.
那里有喜乐。
There was joy.
因为羔羊的血涂在门楣和门框上。
Because the blood of lamb was painted on the door.
所以秘密的使者就越过了。
So this angel of killing would just pass over them.
这个就是代表我们今天因着主耶稣的宝血，我们就出死入生了。
And this says that today we have come out of death and come into life.Through the blood of the Lamb.
我们就蒙了拯救。
And therefore we are saved.
但是以色列的百姓不是过了逾越节就留在埃及。
But the people of Israel did not stay in Egypt after the Passover.
因为神的旨意是要他们出埃及。
Because the will of God is for them to exit out of Egypt.
神的旨意是要把他们带进迦南地。
The will of God is to bring them into the land of Canaan.
所以你在这里看见是一个地位的改变。
Therefore, we see here it is a transition of position.
他们不再在埃及。
They no longer are in Egypt.
他们乃是在迦南。
And they are in Canaan.
如果他们是在埃及的话
，If they were in Egypt,
你就看见他们就过在埃及的生活。
You see that they would live in the life in Egypt.
他们在法老辖制之下。
And they were under chains of Pharaoh.
他们连活命的盼望都没有。
They did not even have the hope for life.
他们是被迫来做苦工。
They were forced to labor.
他们的生活就是这一种的生活。
And this is their living.
什么时候他们住在埃及
？Whenever they live in Egypt.
在那个时候，他们就过这个奴隶的生活。
And they live.That life of a bound slave.
因为他们是在埃及地。
Because they were in Egypt.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise God.
神他把他们带出了埃及。
God brought them out of Egypt.
把他们带进迦南地。
And led them into Canaan.
迦南是个牛奶玉米之地。
Canaan is a land flowing with milk and honey.
在迦南他们就过迦南的生活。
In Canaan, they lived a life in Canaan.
在那里他们是自由的。
And there they were free.
他们是在神的管理之下。
They were under the rule of God.
他们在神的眷顾之下。
They were under the care of God.
他们在那里就享受神给他们一切的丰富。
So they enjoy all the riches that God has given them.
所以问题是说你在哪里？
The question is, where are you?
你是在埃及呢？
Are you in Egypt?
或者你是在迦南?
Or are you in Canaan?
你是在亚当里呢?
Are you in Adam?
或者你是在基督里?
Or are you in Christ?
以色列的百姓他们怎么从埃及出来进到迦南呢?
How did people of Israel come out of Egypt and enter into Canaan?
我们看见神就借着摩西和约书亚的手。
We see that God has used the hands of Moses and Joshua.
摩西把他们带出埃及。
Moses led them out of Egypt.
约书亚把他们带进迦南。
Joshua led them into Canaan.
摩西和约书亚就是预表我们的主耶稣。
Moses and Joshua, they are a type of Christ.
摩西是代表主在地上的工作。
Moses represents the work of Christ on earth.
他在地上成功了救赎。
And he on the earth has accomplished salvation.
把我们从亚当里救出来。
And he saved us out of Adam.
约书亚是代表基督在天上的工作。
Joshua represents the work of the Lord of Christ in heaven.
我们的主在地上是神的使徒。
Our Lord on earth is the messenger, apostle of God.
我们的主在天上是神我们的大祭司。
And our Lord in heaven is our great high priest.
因为他是神的使徒。
Because he was the apostle of God.
他到地上来就是来完成救赎的工作。
He came to the earth to accomplish the work of redemption.
因为他升天做了我们的大祭司。
Because he raised to be the high, great high priest.
所以他能拯救我们一直到底。
So he can save us to the end.
叫我们能享受在基督里一切的丰盛。
So that we can partake all the riches in Christ.
当以色列人出埃及进迦南的时候，
When the Israelites came out of Egypt and entered into Canaan,
他们经过两淘的水。
They went in through two waters.
第一，他们经过红海。
The first, the Red Sea.
然后他们经过约旦河。
Later, the Jordan River.
实在说来，红海和约旦河是一个水。
And in actuality, Red Sea and the River of Jordan are one water.
对于我们来说，
To us,
这个就是我们受洗归入基督。
And this is for us to be baptized into Christ.
我们受洗与他同死同埋同复活。
And we are baptized to die with him, to be buried with him, and to rise with him.
我想弟兄姊妹，恐怕我们在这里的都已经受了浸了。
So, brothers and sisters, I think many of us here are already baptized.
我们知道不知道我们受浸是什么意思呢？
Do we understand the meaning of baptism?
我们受浸就是神给我们看见我们已经换了地点了。
When we are baptized, God shows us we have changed our position.
我们已经从亚当里头出来了。
We have come out of Adam.
我们已经进到基督里面去。
We have entered into Christ.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹，我们要切切地抓住这一点。
So I hope, brothers and sisters, we have to grasp this point.
感谢赞美神，我们不在亚当里。
We thank and praise God, we are no longer in Adam.
感谢赞美神，我们今天是在基督里。
We thank and praise God that today we are in Christ.
这是神所赐给我们的地位。
And this is the position that God has given us.
我们要凭着信站在这个地位的上面。
We have to stand on that position by faith.
这样我们就能经历神在基督里所给我们的丰富。
And then this way we can experience all the riches that God has given us in Christ.
今天早晨我们愿意再往前看一点。
This morning we want to move one step further.
既然神已经把我们放在基督里面了。
Now that God has put us in Christ.
那么现在我们要来发现在基督里面的丰盛。
Now we want to discover the riches in Christ.
我们现在要知道究竟在迦南地有些什么美物。
We want to know what are the goodies in Canaan.
就是神为我们所预备的。
And that's what God has prepared for us.
当然我已经提过了。
I have already mentioned.
在基督里面那个丰富的恩典。
The grace, the rich grace in Christ.
我们是没有办法数算。
Now we cannot just enumerate.
我们的基督是他的丰富是不能吃透的丰富。
Our Christ has the unsearchable riches.
换一句话说。
In another word.
就是我们从得救的那一天开始来发现它
even if we discover from the day when we were saved
一直到永世的里面我们还都不断地在那里来发现它
even to eternity we have to continue to discover him
因为我们的主乃是无限的
because our Lord is infinite
所以弟兄姊妹你要看见
So, brothers and sisters, you have to see.
在基督里面那个丰富啊，是无限量。
The riches in Christ is infinite.
我们今天要来发现。
And today we have to discover.
明天我们要来发现。
Tomorrow we have to discover.
一直到永世里，我们还要发现。
Until eternity, we still have to discover.
这个就是做基督徒那个thrilling feeling.
This is the thrill of being a Christian.
我们看见说基督徒不是很 dull, 不是很
We see that being a Christian is not dull.
不是没有味道的。
It is not without taste.
我们看见做基督徒是满了盼望。
Being a Christian, we are full of hope.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要来发现，在主里面，神所给我们的恩典是没有办没无穷尽的。
So dear brothers and sisters, we have to find.That in Christ, the grace and blessing that God has given us is infinite.
不过今天早晨我们要稍微来点一点点。
And this morning, we just want to point out a few.
好像我们来尝尝主恩的滋味。
As we taste the smell, the great fragrance of the grace.
我相信我们越尝，我们就越要多吃。
I believe the more we taste Him, the more we want Him.
所以保罗在以弗所第一章第三节这样的说
So Paul said in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ
他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气
Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ
这里保罗他一开始的时候他就那里发出赞美的声音来
Here at the outset Paul gave out a praise
如果我们知道神在基督里他所赐给我们的福气是那么一回事
If we know how much blessing God has given us in Christ
这个叫我们里面不能不涌出感谢和赞美来
It causes us to have praises and thanks the coming out
我们的神竟然这样的眷顾我们
Our God so visited us
他竟然在基督里赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气
He has given us every spiritual blessings in Christ in heavenly place
在那里是给我们看见说他把天上各样属灵的福气都已经赐给我们了
Here he has already given us all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places
不是说今天你在那里要一样他就临时替你预备一样
It is not that today you ask for one and he gives you one
乃是说他已经把你一切所需要的都预备好了
But actually he has prepared everything you need
都已经藏在基督里面了
Everything is put in Christ
现在你如果得着基督的话你就得着了这一切
Now if you gain Christ you gain all this
所以在罗马第八章第三十二节就这样说
So in Romans chapter 8 verse 32
神既不爱惜他的儿子把他的儿子赐给我们
GodHas not spared his own son.
他岂不把万物都与他的儿子一同白白地赐给我们吗
Now he would give all things to us freely in his son.
感谢赞美神
We thank and praise God.
他在基督里面曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气
In Christ, he has given us all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places.
那么这些在天上属灵的福气是什么呢？
What are these spiritual blessings in heavenly
places? 第一件。
Number one.
第四节。
Verse four.
就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
According as he has chosen us in him before the world's foundation, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love.
天上各样属灵的福气，第一件就是神拣选了我们。
The spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Number one is that God has chosen us.
在创世以前。
Before the world's foundation.
在时间还没有开始的时候。
Before time began.
神已经在基督里拣选了我们。
God has chosen us in Christ.
那亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神的拣选乃是一个奥秘。
The election of God is a mystery.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神的拣选是在创世之前的。
Because the election of God is before the world's foundation.
神还没有创造万物。
Before God created all things.
时间还没有开始。
Before time began.
空间还没有开始。
Before space began.
神已经在基督里拣选了我们。
God has already chosen us in Christ.
当然那个时候你也不在，我也不在。
Of course, at that time, you were not there. I was not either.
但是神竟然已经在基督里拣选了我们。
But God even chose you and me in Christ.
神的拣选是他的主权。
The election of God is his sovereignty.
我们的神是神。
Our God is God.
所以他可以照着他自己所喜欢的来拣选。
Therefore, he can choose as he likes.
如果他要这样拣选，
if he wants to choose this way,
没有人能在那里反驳他说，你为什么这样做？
No one can rebuke him. Why do you choose this way?
因为这是神的主权。
Because this is the sovereignty of God.
你知道我们世界上的人常常在那里要辩驳神的拣选。
You know that the people in this world often wants to argue about this fact, this matter of God's election.
你就是看罗马第九章的话。
Even if you read Romans chapter 9.
你看见在那里也有人在那里来反驳神的拣选。
There you see people argue about the election of God.
神说我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
God says, I want to give mercy to who I want to give mercy.
我要恩待谁，我就恩待谁。
I want to give grace to who I want to give grace.
神的拣选和选和恩召。
The election and calling of God.
不在乎人的行为。
It is not according to man's work.
不是属于人的定义。
It is not according to man's will.
也不是在乎人的奔跑。
It is not according to man's running.
乃是在于发怜悯的神。
But by the God who has mercy.
这是神的拣选。
And this is the election of God.
神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
God give mercy to who he wants to give mercy.
他要恩待谁他就恩待谁。
He gives grace to whom he wants to give grace.
没有人有资格在问他为什么这样做。
No one has the qualification to question him.
好像一团的泥在窑墙的手里一样。
Just as the clay in the hands of the master.
这个窑匠可以照着他所喜欢的把这团泥做成一种的器皿。
The master can make this clay into whatever vessel he has in mind.
这个泥土不能在那里对窑匠说，你为什么把我做成这样的器皿呢？
The clay cannot ask the clay master, why do you make me such a vessel?
因为这是窑匠的主权。
Because this is the authority of the clay master.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们要记得说，神的拣选是神的主权。
We have to remember that the election of God is his own authority.
我们在这件事上没有一点的权利。
And we have no say on this matter.
我们只能俯伏，只能接受。
We can only receive this, accept this with humility.
我想穆迪他用的一个比喻非常的好。
Moody used an example.
他说
当你来到神救恩的门前，
He said, when you come before the gate of God's salvation,
你看见在门上面写着这样的字，
You see, on top of the door it says,
凡愿意的都可以来。
Whoever willing can enter.
那当你看见这个字的时候，
When you see this phrase,
你说凡愿意的，
Whoever willing,
什么又在那里说某某人愿意？
It didn't say that Mr. So-and-so is willing.
那也许你不是那个某某人。
Maybe you are not this Mr. So-and-so.
也许有两三个人都是那个某某人。
Maybe there are two or three are that so-and-so.
你就不知道你是不是那一个人。
But you don't know whether you are that one.
但是圣经就是凡愿意的。
But this statement says whoever is willing.
那么只要你愿意的话。
So as long as you are willing.
这个话就是对你说的。
Then this word is spoken to you.
无论什么人愿意都可以进来。
Whoever is willing can enter.
白白的得生命的水喝。
The freely he will get the water of life.
那感谢赞美神，你愿意。
And thank and praise God you are willing.
所以你就进门去了。
Therefore you enter.
当你一进门的时候，
But after you enter,
你回过头来一看，
You turn back to see.
在门的背后就写着这个字。
On the other side of the door it says,
他说你这被神拣选的人有福了。
You who are chosen by God is blessed.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
你还没有愿意的时候，你不知道你是被拣选不被拣选的。
Before you are willing, you don't know whether you are chosen or not.
但是你如果愿意的话，
But if you are willing,
那你入了门了。
And when you enter,
你就看见你是在创世之前，在基督里已经被拣选了。
Then you see that you have been chosen before the foundation of the earth in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个坚固我们的信心像神的拣选一样。
Brothers and sisters, nothing make our faith more solid than the election of God.
我们有的时候会可变释放。
And sometimes we are changing.
有的时候我们甚至于怀疑说，究竟神救不救我们。
Sometimes we even doubt whether God will save me.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise God.
在创世之前，神已经在基督里拣选了你了。
Before the foundation of the earth, God has already chosen you.
这是我们基督徒的那个稳妥 security.
And this is the security of us the Christians.
我们感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
没有一个坚固我们的信心比神的拣选坚固我们的信心更厉害。
There's nothing which secures our faith more than the election of God.
因为不在人的定义。
Because it's not because of our own will.
也不在人的奔跑。
It's not because man's running.
都在乎那位发怜悯的神。
But it is up to the God that has mercy.
那神在创世之前拣选我们。
Then God has chosen us before the world's foundation.
有什么目的呢？
And what is the purpose?
他在这里告诉我们说，
Here it says,
是我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
That we should be holy and blameless before him.
在我们中文圣经里头缺了几个字。
And in our Chinese translation, a couple of words are left out.
在那里没有告诉我们说，在爱中成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
And in Chinese translation, didn't say in love, holy and blameless in love.
在神的面前
Before God
在爱的里面
In his love
成为圣洁
That we become holy
无有瑕疵
And blameless
神拣选我们
God chose us
究竟他的拣选是什么样的一个拣选呢
What kind of choice is that?
是不是光光拣选我们不下地狱上天堂呢
And is it justthat choose us so that we do not go down under the hell and we go to heaven.
如果是这样的话，
if that's the case,
不像神的荣耀。
And that is not according to the glory of God.
因为神的拣选是根据他的荣耀。
But the choosing of God is according to his own glory.
荣耀的神他拣选我们。
God of glory has chosen us.
他的爱在我们的身上。
His love is upon us.
他要我们成为圣洁。
He wants us to be holy.
不但是称义而已。
Not only just justified.
他要我们成为圣洁。
He wants us to be holy.
因为我们的神是圣洁的神。
Because of our God is a holy God.
他要我们与他的性情有份。
He wants us to partake in his nature.
什么叫做圣洁呢？
What does it mean by holy?
圣洁就是分别出来。
Holy is to be separated.
我们从一切分别出来。
We are separated from all things.
叫我们完全归给神。
So that we only belong to God.
这个就是圣洁的意思。
And this is the meaning of being holy.
神不但要我们圣洁。
Not only God wants us to be holy.
他要我们无有瑕疵。
He wants us to be blameless.
一点瑕疵都没有。
And without blame.
完全。
It's complete.
像我们的天父完全一样。
It's perfect as our heavenly Father is perfect.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这一个是神的拣选。
This is the election of God.
神既然拣选了你
，Now that God has chosen you，
他在爱中
，In love，
必定要把你做到一个圣洁的地步。
He will make you holy.
他不允许你做一个平凡平俗的人。
He will not allow you to be just common.
他一定要你做一个特殊的人。
He will make you a special man.
完全圣洁，像神圣洁一样。
And totally holy as God is holy.
虽然在我们身上有许多的瑕疵。
Although there are blemishes in our body.
但是他的爱要工作在我们身上，把所有的瑕疵都替我们除去。
But His love will work on us so that there's no blemish.
因为神所要的是一个圣洁的教会。
Because what God wants is a holy church.
没有瑕疵，没有斑点。
Without blemish and without wrinkles.
没有皱纹、邓瑞的毛病。
And spotless.
这一个是神的拣选。
This is the election of God.
而这一个已经在基督里赐给了我们。
Now that.Is already given to us in Christ.
我们是不是应当为着神拣选我们，要在那里赞美我们的神？
And should we praise our God because He has chosen us?
不是因为我们好。
It is not because we are good.
不是因为我们比别人好。
Not because we are better than others.
但是神竟然在创世之前，在基督里拣选了我们。
But God has even chosen us before the world's foundation in Christ.
这一个。是第一件事。
And this is the first thing.
我们再来看第二件事。
Then we come to the second thing.
那是就是第五节。
And that's verse 5.
又因爱我们，就按着自己旨意所喜悦的预定我们，借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分。
For adoption through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
在这里给我们看见预定我们的儿子的名分。
So here it says marked us out beforehand that we have adoption sonship.
对，我想这个儿子的名分呢放这个sonship就比较切实一点。
Now this is a better translationA more accurate one is sonship.
因为 adoption 呢，在我们的观念里头啊，是别人的孩子，你把他 adopt 过来。
So the word of adoption in our own concept is that the other person's child and I adopted.
但是 sonship 的意思就是说，你是儿子，他把你放在儿子的地位上。
But the meaning of sonship is you are indeed a son, but he put you in a position.Of a son.
神按着他自己旨意所喜悦的预定我们。
Now God, according to the good pleasure of His will, He predestined us.
神的预定啊，乃是一件奇妙的事。
This predestination of God is an amazing thing.
我想在基督教2000年的历史里头
In the 2000 years of history of Christianity
关于神的预定啊，可以说有许许多多的争执
There are many debates about the predestination of God
有的人在那里说如果神预定我下地狱的那么我就下地狱了
Some say if God has predestined me to go to hell, then of course I go to hell.
无论我怎样要相信耶稣都没有用处的。
No matter how I want to believe in Jesus, that's useless.
如果神预定我上天堂的话。
But if God has predestined me to go to heaven,
那无论我怎么干都会上天堂的。
Now, no matter how bad I am, I will be in heaven.
所以这样的话福音也不必传了。
And if that's the case, then we don't have to preach the good tidings.
因为神如果预定我下地狱的话，福音传给我也没有用处。
Because if God has predestined me to go to hell, then the gospel will be useless to me.
所以我想今天在神的儿女中，对于神的预定实在是满了误会。
So I think among God's children today, this matter of predestination is being widely misunderstood.
神的预定是一件奇妙的事。
Predestination of God is a very wonderful thing.
第一，我们在这里看见说，神预定的是什么呢？
The first we want to see what God has predestined.
神并没有预定说，你这个人要下地狱，他那个人要上天堂。
God did not predestine to say that this person has to go in hell and that person has to go into heaven.
神是预定说你这个蒙他救赎的人要得着儿子的名分。
God predestined that you who are saved by his son shall get the sonship.
我们看罗马第八章，
Romans chapter 8。
罗马第八章，
Romans chapter 8
第二十九节，
Verse 29。
因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Because whom he has foreknown he has also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, so that he should be the firstborn among many brethren.
这里也给我们看见说神的预定是根据他的预知。
Here we see that the predestination of God is according to his foreknowledge.
我们的神是无所不知的。
Our God knows everything.
我们的神他没有时间的限制。
He is not limited by time.
换一句话说，
In another word,
神的知道没有时间的影响。
The knowledge of God is beyond time.
他没有从前、现在、将来。
He's not restricted by the past, present, and future.
在他都是现在。
In him, everything is now.
所以神他预先知道。
So what God has foreknown,
事情还没有发生，
Before things happen,
神已经预先知道。
God already knew
这个事情发生的时候会有什么种的情形。
He knew that when this thing happened and what will be the condition.
换一句话说，他有先见之明。
In other words, he is able to foresee.
我们今天我们的眼睛很短视。
And today our eyesight is short.
我们看不见前面多远。
We cannot see far ahead.
但是我们的神他一看全部都一目了然。
But when our God, when he sees, he sees everything.
那根据他的预知，
according to his foreknowledge,
他就来一个预定。
Then he predestined.
我们的神的预定不是没有理由的。
The predestination of our God is not without reason.
因为如果预定是没有理由的话，
Because if predestination is without reason,
这个就是所谓这个命运的 fatalism.
And that is fatalism.
好像在维教里面呢，他说这是阿拉这样定规的，那没有办法。
As in Islam, they say this is what Allah has already determined, so there's no way out.
所以这个是 fatalism.
That is fatalism.
这个不是圣经的真理。
And that's not the truth of the Bible.
神在哪里预定是根据他的预知。
What God predestined is according to his foreknowledge.
但是因为你不预知，我也不预知。
But because you cannot foreknow, I cannot foreknow.
所以我们对于神的预定就发生了问题了。
So then we have a question about the predestination of God.
让我用一个比喻。
I use an example here.
比方说你是一个很机警的人。
For example, you are a very alert person.
有一天你坐在家里，在往窗外面看。
One day you're sitting in your living room and looking out the window.
你看见有一个人在你的门前跑来跑去。
You see a person running back and forth outside of your house.
他的眼睛有东张西望。
And he is looking in all directions.
你心里有数了。
And then you know in your heart.
啊，这个人大概是一个贼了。
This must be a thief.
那恐怕他晚上要来偷东西了。
Maybe tonight he's going to come to my house.
你在晚上就很惊醒，在那里守望。
So at night you keep an alert watch.
果然到了晚上，这个人来了。
Indeed, in the deep of the night, this person comes.
他实在是一个贼。
He indeed is a thief.
那么你的预定啊，就根据你的预知了。
So your predetermination is according to your foreknowledge.
那你这样的说他是一个贼。
And when you predict that he is a thief,
是不是你叫他做贼呢？
Is it because you asked him to be a thief?
You make him a thief. 是不是你叫他做贼呢？
It is that you make him a thief.
不是。
No.
他是一个贼。
Because he indeed is a thief.
不过你很机警。
But because you are alert.
所以你预先知道这个人大概是一个贼。
So you can foreknow that this person probably is a thief.
那我们的神就是这样。
And this is the same with our God.
他的预定都是根据他的预知。
His destination is according to his foreknowledge.
他预先知道福音传给你的时候。
He foreknow when the gospel is preached to you.
你一直在哪里抵挡？
That you will resist.
你不肯接受。
That you are not willing to accept.
所以他就知道你是一个沉沦的人。
Therefore, he knows that you will be a fallen person.
他没有叫你做一个沉沦的人。
He did not make you a fallen person.
是你自己叫自己沉沦。
It's what you tell yourself to be a fallen person.
不过他预先知道了。
But he foreknew.
所以我们的神不负我们的责任的。
Therefore, it is not the responsibility of our God.
你如果沉沦的话，神不负你的责任。
If you are a fallen person, it's not God's responsibility.
你要负你自己的责任。
It's you are responsible.
神根据他的预知。
God, according to his foreknowledge,
他就来一个预定。
Then he predestined.
但是这个预定是预定什么呢？
But what did he predestine?
不是预定你这个人沉沦或者得救。
It is not to predestine whether you will fall or whether you will save.
因为这个就不像神。
Because then it's not like God.
不像神的荣耀。
It's not according to the glory of God.
神所预定的是什么呢？
What is what God has predestined?
他说他就预定我们要磨成他儿子的形象。
He predestined for us to be conformed to the image of his son.
是他的儿子在众之中做长子。
So that his son can be the firstborn among brothers.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是奇妙的预定。
This is a wonderful predestination.
我们要应着这个预定跳跃赞美神。
And we have to jump and shout to praise God.
所以连下去第三十节就这样的话。
And then verse 30 it says,
预先所定下的人又召他们来。
Those he has predestined, he also called.
所召来的人又称他们为义。
Whom he has called,these also he has justified.
所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Whom he has justified, these also he has glorified.
神预先所知道的人。
Whom God foreknew.
他就把你召来。
He called you.
他既然召了你。
Now that he called you.
他就称你为义。
He justifies you.
他既然称你为义，
Now that he justifies you,
他又叫你得着荣耀。
And he glorifies you.
换一句话说，
In another word,
我们这一班被神拣选的人，
We who have been chosen by God,
我们这一班被神预先知道的人，
We have been foreknown by God,
我们这一班被神预定的人，
We who have been predestined by God,
他的手在我们身上不会放手的。
His hand is on us and he will not let us go.
只等到他把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
Until he conform us to the image of his own son.
我们信主的时候乃是主里的婴孩。
When we first believe in the Lord, we are the babies.
我们是受肉的人。
And we are of the flesh.
我常常觉得这样。
And often feel.
你知道小孩子每一个人都喜欢的。
We know that we all love children.
小孩子天真烂漫。
And they were so natural, they were so lovely.
但是小孩子可以说完全是受肉的。
But the little children are totally of the flesh.
Fleshy.
Fleshy.
一个小孩子他如果不高兴半夜要哭他不管你要不要睡觉的。
Now when a child wants to cry, he's not happy at night, and he doesn't care whether you need to sleep or not.
如果他饿了你不立刻给他的话他就生气。
When he is hungry and you don't give him food immediately, he gets angry.
他完全是受肉的。
He is totally fleshy.
是不是呢？
Isn't that so?
神所要的不是小孩子。
What God wants are not babies.
神所要的是儿子，是女儿。
But what God wants is sons and daughters.
要像他的独生子。
And like his only begotten son.
叫他的独生子能成为长子。
So that his only begotten son can be the firstborn.
长子的意思就是说，所有其他的儿子都是像他一样的。
The meaning of the firstborn is all other sons and daughters are like him.
所以神他预定我们。
So God predestined us.
弟兄姊妹，今天你不大像神的儿子。
Brothers and sisters, today you do not quite look like the Son of God.
很多的时候我们看看弟兄姊妹，看出来的都是亚当。
And oftentimes when we see around our brothers and sisters, and we all look like Adam.
好像我们看不见基督。
As if we do not see Christ.
基督还没有成形在我们里面。
And Christ has not been formed.
你不要看别人，看看自己就可以了。
You don't need to look at other people, just look at yourself.
你如果看看自己，你看见满了亚当的形象。
And if we look at ourselves, we see that this is full of the image of Adam.
基督的形象好像显不出来。
The image of Christ doesn't seem to be there.
有的时候你心里灰心。
And oftentimes we lose heart.
你觉得说有没有希望？
We say, do I have hope?
像我这样的人还有没有希望？
And a person like me, do I have hope?
那有没有希望能磨成神儿子的形象？
And is there any hope that I can be conformed to the image of Son of God?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我感谢赞美神。
I thank and praise God.
我对我自己不知道失望到什么程度。
I don't know how I have despaired of myself.
但是当我想到神的预定的时候。
But when I think of the predestination of God.
他既然造了我。
Now he has called me.
他既然称我为义。
And he has justified me.
他一定要叫我得着荣耀。
For sure he will make me glorified.
他要把我变化。
And he is going to change me.
叫我磨成他儿子的形象。
Conform me to the image of his son.
叫他的儿子在众子中做长子。
So that his son can be the firstborn among all the sons.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
没有什么叫我里面得做鼓励。
Nothing inspires me more.
向神预定这一个真理。
As the truth of God's predestination.
感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
在基督的里面。
In Christ.
他已经预定了你。
He has already predestined us.
有一天。
One day.
当人看见你的时候。
When people see you.
他不见你。
They don't see you.
他看见主耶稣。
They see Lord Jesus.
神说。
God said.
他预定如此。
This is what he has predestined.
所以你就看见预定是一个荣耀的真理。
So here you see the predestination is a glorious truth.
是神在基督里为我们所定。
It is what God has predestined for you and me in Christ.
我们是不是要为做这一个感谢赞美我们？
Shall we thank and praise our God because of this?
第三点。
Number three.
以弗所。
Ephesians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse 6.
使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典在他的爱子里所赐给我们的。
to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He has taken us into favor in the Beloved.
在我们中文圣经的里面，在翻译上我们看不大清楚。
In the Chinese translation, it is a little hard for us to see.
但是在英文的圣经里就比较明白。
In the English translation, it is more clear.
这里告诉我们说，是他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
Here it says, to the praise of the glory of His grace.
这恩典是他在爱之里把我们放在宠爱的地位上。
Now, wherein He has taken us into favor in the Beloved Son.
这里那个重是重在那个宠爱。
So here the emphasis is on favor.
神不但接纳我们。
Not only God has accepted us.
并且神今天宠爱我们，像他宠爱他独生的儿子一样。
But here God has brought us into favor as He has had His Son in favor.
我们知道我们的主耶稣是他独生的爱子。
We know our Lord Jesus Christ is His only begotten Son.
我们的神是何等的宠爱他。
Our God find favor in His Son.
我们的主在地上的一生
The whole life of our Lord on earth
都是在父的爱宠的底下。
Is in the favor of the Father.
神爱他到这个地步。
God loved him to an extent.
好像神没有办法再限制他自己。
As God cannot restrain himself.
他把天打开。
He opened the heavens.
他就在那里说话。
And then he speak.
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved son.
是我所喜悦的。
In whom I found delight.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天在基督的里面
Today in Christ
神也已经定规了
God has also destined
他宠爱我们
That He find us in favor
像他宠爱他的儿子一样
As He find favor in His Son
有的时候你在那里好像怀疑神究竟爱不爱你
Sometimes you would doubt whether God loves me or not
好像你碰到了一些相反的事情
As you see something to the contrary
或者你在那里祷告好像神没有答应
as you were praying and God did not answer
好像你有一些的需要神没有供应你
As you have need that God did not answer
好像神把你放在一种环境的里面神没有拯救你
As God put you into a situation that He did not put deliver you.
你在哪里怀疑说神是爱你呢还是恨你
And you doubt whether God loves me or hate me.
神是不是与你同在
Or whether God is with me.
是不是神改变了他的心意
And whether God has changed his mind.
我想弟兄姊妹常常我们发生这种的问题
Brothers and sisters, often we have this kind of questions.
但是感谢赞美神
But we thank and praise God.
神在基督里面是宠爱我们
And God in Christ find us favor
像他宠爱他的儿子一样
as if he favors his own son
当我们的主耶稣在克西玛尼的时候
when our Lord Jesus was in the garden of Gethsemane
当我们的主耶稣在哥哥他十字架上的时候
when our Lord is on the Calvary cross
是不是神在那里就恨了他了
is it that our God hated him
是不是神已经改变向出他爱子那个心了
Is it that our God has changed his heart toward his son?
我们知道都不是
We know it's not
这个都是在神的宠爱的底下
It is all in the favor of God
因为神要他的儿子来成就这个救恩
Because it is heart of God for his son to inherit all these things
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
我们在神前要感谢赞美神
Before God, we have to thank Him and praise Him.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹都是神所宠爱的那一个儿子。
Every brother and every sister is that favored son of God.
我小的时候
When I was young,
我们家里有七个弟兄姊妹。
We have seven brothers and sisters.
我是老五。
I was number five.
我小的时候心里常常这样想。
Oftentimes I think,
我说我是老五啊是最不好的一个地位
I'm number five the worst position
因为老大的话是父亲所喜欢的
because number one is the favor of the father
如果最小的话
and,
又是父亲所喜欢的
and the number seven is favored by the Father.
那我夹在中间呢，那实在，是一个不好的地位。
And I'm in the middle, and it's a bad position.
有的时候我们在那里想，究竟我的父母爱我不爱我？
And sometimes I wonder whether my parents love me.
你知道我从小一直到大学毕业都是住在家里。
You know, I was living in my home from my very young to graduation from college.
在大学的时候只有在学校里住了几个月。
And when I was in college, I only stayed in dormitory for several months.
我父亲看见我那么瘦了，赶快回家。
My dad saw me to be very skinny, so he brought me home.
但是我从来总觉得我不是这个 favorite son of my parents.
But I always thought I was not the favorite son of my father.
当我离开了家庭，
But after I left home,
当我出来侍奉主的时候，
When I came out to serve the Lord,
我一个人住在一个小的楼上，
I lived alone in the attic of a place.
在另外一个地方，
In a different place.
有一天
One day,
圣灵感动我
The Holy Spirit moved me
叫我看见我的父母样的爱我
So I saw how my parents have loved me
我与他们在一起我不感觉
When I was with them I did not feel it
当我离开了他们
But when I left them
我开始感觉我的父母的爱
I started to feel the love of my parents
但是我从来没有向他们表示过
But I never expressed that to them
所以我就写了封信给我父母
So I wrote to my parents
告诉他们
telling them,
我实在欣赏他们对我的爱
I really appreciate the love, their love toward me
多少的时候
Oftentimes,
我们对神也是这样
This is our attitude toward God
因为我们活在神的爱中
Because of we live in his love
我们就不觉得神怎样的宠爱我们
We do not feel how we are favored in his eyes
反而有许多的时候我们有反感
And oftentimes we haveAn ill feeling.
但是如果神开我们的眼睛
But if God opened our eyes
我们就要看见我们的神实在宠爱我们像他宠爱他独生的儿子一样
So we will see that our God favors us as he favors his only son
我们要感谢赞美神
And we have to thank and praise him
第四件事
Number four
第七节
Verse 7.
我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of offenses, according to the riches of his grace.
在这里给我们看见，在基督里我们得着救赎。
Now here we see that in Christ we have redemption.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做救赎呢
？Brothers and sisters, what does it mean by redemption?
为什么我们需要救赎呢
？Why we need redemption?
因为我们都是卖给罪的人。
Because we were sold to sin.
我们都是死在罪恶过犯中的人。
We are all dead in sins and transgressions.
我们不但我们在罪恶中死了
，Not only we died in sin.
并且神给我们所有的产业，我们都已经丢掉了。
But also all the inheritance that God is willing to give us, we have thrown that away.
我们都知道神创造人的时候
，We know when God created man.
神不但给人一个生命
，Not only God has given man a body.
有一个灵
，Also a spirit.
叫我们能接受神的生命
，So that we can receive the life of God.
并且神也把这个天上的飞鸟地上的走兽海里的鱼这个权柄啊都交在人的手里
But also God has given dominion over the birds in the air and fish in the water and also the beasts on earth
好像神不但创造了人
As if God not only created man
他把这个地啊给人做产业
He also has given this whole land to man as inheritance
但是当人犯罪的时候
But when man sinned
人不但自己堕落了
Not only man fell by himself
他也失去了神给他的权柄
He has also lost the authority God has given
失去了他的产业
He has lost his inheritance
所以你知道今天呢
So today
如果
你看见有一个飞鸟
If you see a bird
你很喜欢它
You like it very much
你叫它来
You want to call him
它不听你的话
He won't listen to you
你如果碰到一个老
If you see a tiger
你说你替我跪下
You say nail down
这个老虎都扑到你身上来了
Now the tiger will jump on you
你失去了你的权柄了
Because you have lost your authority
我们的产业已经失掉了
And we have lost our inheritance
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
我们需要救赎
We need redemption
你记得圣经里有一卷书叫路德记啊
Do you remember the book of Ruth
那一卷的书就是给我们看见我们有一个至亲啊，是我们的救赎主。
So the Ruth showed us that we have a close relative who is our Redeemer.
Kinsman Redeemer. 有一个至亲的一个救赎主。
Kinsman Redeemer.
在那里你看见不但路德需要被拯救。
Now here we see not only Ruth needs the salvation.
并且那个失去的也需要赎回来
But also the inheritance needs to be redeemed
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
今天神在基督里他做了这个救赎的工作
So here today God in Christ has done this redemption
这个救赎的工作不但包括我们这个人
This redemptive work not only has included us
因着爱子的血
Because of the blood of the beloved son,
叫我们得以救赎
that we can be redeemed,
过犯得以赦免
that our offenses can be forgiven.
神用一个极重的代价
God has paid a great price,
来把我们赎回来
and to redeem us.
我们把自己出卖了
that we have sold ourselves,
卖给罪了
sold ourselves to sin.
但是神用大的代价
but God paid a great price,
用他儿子的宝血
by the blood of his son,
来把我们从罪恶里赎出来
to redeem us from sin
叫我们过犯得以赦免
so that our offenses can be forgotten
你看这个是何等的恩典
and this is such a grace
但是不但这样
not only that
他不但把我们这个人赎回来
not only he has redeemed us as a
person 当布亚斯把卢德赎回来的时候
when Boaz redeemed Ruth
他赎到一个地步他就娶卢德
To the extent he take Ruth as his wife.
所以今天神用他爱子的血把我们赎回来。
So today God has redeemed us with the blood of his son.
叫我们做他爱子的心腹。
So that we can be the bride of his son.
与他联合为一。
We can be one with him.
这个是救赎。
And this is redemption.
不但把我们人赎回来
Not only redeemed us, the man.
他也把我们的产业都赎回来
And also redeemed our inheritance.
所以到了第十一节的时候
So when we come to verse 11,
我们也在他里面得了基业
We have also obtained an inheritance.
这就是原是那位随己意行作万事的照着他旨意所预定的
Which is marked out beforehand according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his own will.
什么是我们的基业呢？
What is our inheritance?
我们怎么知道神要把那个基业赎回给我们呢
How do we know that God is going to redeem the inheritance to us?
底下在第十第十四节里头
Then when we come to verse 14
这圣灵是我们的基业的凭据
The Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance
只等到神之名被赎
According to the redemption of the God's people
是他的荣耀得着称赞
So to the praise of his glory
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
我们每一个被主救赎的人
Everyone who has been saved by the grace
圣灵就住在我们的里面
The Holy Spirit lives in us
圣灵乃是一个印记
The Holy Spirit is a seal
它不单是一个印记
Not onlyHe is a seal.
他也是一个凭据。
He is also a guarantee.
是一个 pledge, 是一个
pledge,
一个 down payment.
A down payment.
这个 圣灵住在我们里面呢
The Holy Spirit living in us
就是神给我们一个 down payment
Is a down payment of God
这一个就是说你有了这个 down payment 那个产业、就要完全归给你了
And it is to say this down paymentThen this whole inheritance will be yours.
圣灵在我们里面做我们的职，做我们的这个down payment.
The Holy Spirit in us is our down payment, our pledge.
他在那里证明个什么东西呢
？And he proves one thing.
他证明说我们要完全的做基督。
He proves that we shall fully gain.Christ.
基督是我们的基业
Christ is our inheritance
我们要得着在基督里面一切的丰盛
And we shall gain all the riches in Christ
圣灵在我们里面已经在那里做了一个职了
The Holy Spirit in us already is being a pledge
他在我们里面要负责把我们磨成
And he will be responsible in conforming us to the image of the Son of God.
他在我们里面要把基督启示给我们。
And he will reveal Christ to us inside.
他在我们里面要把我们变化。
And he will change us.
叫我们荣上加荣。
Glory to glory.
好像从主的灵变成的一样。
As it is being transformed by the Spirit of God.
叫我们能完全得着基督。
So that we can fully gain Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
我们不但人蒙了救赎了。
Not only we as a man are redeemed.
我们也得着基督做了我们的基业。
We have also obtained Christ.As our inheritance.
所以保罗说，叫人从黑暗中归向光明。
Therefore, Paul says to cause men to leave darkness and enter light.
与一切成圣的人同得基业。
And to obtain the inheritance with all the saints.
在光明中同得基业。
And to obtain this inheritance in light.
这一个就是神在基督里所给我们的救赎。
And this is the redemption which God has given us in Christ.
那当然就是说，产业还有另外一方面。
And of course, inheritance also has other meanings.
不但基督是我们的产业。
Not only Christ is our inheritance.
我们也是基督的产业。
We are also inheritance of Christ.
所以他在我们身上是一个印记。
So he upon us is a seal.
印记的意思就是说，你是属于他的。
The seal says you belong to him.
从前做买卖的时候
And in the past
如果你到森林里头去你要采木材
In the past when you are in the trade in the lumber trade when you go into the forest
那么每一个木厂啊来买的人啊都带着一个印记的
Then the log that cut out by a certain company It has its own seal on it.
他如果要这一条这个树的话，他就把他这个印就打在上面。
Now, if he wants the buyer, if he wants this particular log, he will put his own seal on it.
然后等到这个木树砍下来了
，and then when this particular tree is cut,
并且运到那个港口了
，and move into the harbor,
那么那些买树的人就来了
，and the buyer would come.
他就根据这个印记啊，就拿这个木材。
And he would pick up the log according to his own seal.
所以弟兄姊妹，你在这里看见。
So dear brothers and sisters, here you see.
圣灵不但在我们里面做一个置 down payment.
So this Holy Spirit not only is a down payment in us.
叫我们能完全得着基督。
So that we can fully obtain Christ.
因为他是我们的产业。
Because he is our inheritance.
圣灵在我们身上也是一个印记。
The Holy Spirit is also a seal.
他叫神能完全地得着我们。
So that God can fully obtain us.
所以在以弗所第一章里头有这样一句话。
So Ephesians chapter 1 it says.
第十八节。
In the verse 18.
对 并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Being enlightened in the eyes of your heart, so that you should know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
在这里告诉我们说，以我们为他的基业。
Here it says that God takes us as his inheritance.
他在圣徒中得的基业。
And the inheritance in the saints.
而这个基业是何等丰盛的荣耀。
And the riches of the glory of that inheritance.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们看看我们自己。
Dear brothers and sisters, when we look at ourselves,
我们说神上当了。
We say that God is shortchanged.
这个教业他是上当的。
And this trade, he is shortchanged.
我们得做基督做我们的基业。
When we obtain Christ as our inheritance,
他是何等荣耀的丰富。
He is such a glory.
神基督得着我们做产业。
When God have us as his inheritance,
那我们是一片的荒地。
And we are just desolate.
并且长了荆棘和蒺藜。
And it's full of different kinds of bushes.
这样我们的神实在是上当了。
Then God really is shortchanged.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
这里告诉我们说，圣徒在圣徒中的基业有荣耀。
But here it says the riches of the glory in the inheritance in the saints.
因为圣灵要把基督住在我们里面。
Because the Holy Spirit is going to work Christ in us.
只等到我们成为一个荣耀的教会。
Until we become a church of glory.
没有瑕疵，没有皱纹，没有斑点。
Without wrinkle.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是神在基督里所做的事。
And this is what God has done in Christ.
是不是我们为做这些要感谢赞美？
Isn't this that we should praise and thank our God?
那么，我们第几点了？第四点，第五点了。
And this is point number five.
第五点，我想我们要说到，我们在基督里面，我们得着了永生。
Now I want to say that number five, in Christ we have eternal life.
我们的弟兄晚上已经谈到这个永生的问题。
Our brother has already talked about eternal life at night.
他告诉我们说，永生不是一个 it.
He said.Eternal life is not an it.
不是一个东西。
It is not a thing.
永生是一个 person, 是一个人为。
The eternal life is a person.
永生就是我们的主。
The eternal life is our Lord.
因为生命在他里面。
Because life is in him.
生命就是人的光。
The life is the light of man.
在约翰十七章第三节里头告诉我们说。
In John chapter 17 verse 3.
认识这位永生的神。
To know the living God,
和认识他所差来的耶稣基督
and the Jesus Christ that he has sent,
这就是永生
and this is eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，永生不光是时间上是永永远远的活。
Now, brothers and sisters, eternal life doesn't not only mean that in time that we live forever.
永生乃是活在一个荣耀的那个性质的里面。
The eternal life is that we live in a glorious quality.
这一个如果今天我们就是活到永永远远的话。
If today we just live forever and ever.
那么弟兄姊妹，恐怕我们如果在地上活了一百年已经够了。
And brothers and sisters, when you live on this earth for 100 years, you probably feel that's enough.
这个世界实在是一个痛苦的世界。
And the world.Makes us suffer.
我想年轻的人盼望多活几年。
And the younger ones would like to live many, many years.
但是我们年老的人盼望少活几年。
But we, the older ones, would like to live less years.
我们实在觉得活得已经够了。
We feel that we have enough of the world.
如果这样的活到永永远远的话，那太苦了。
If we live like this forever and ever, it will be too painful.
所以永生不是一个时间的问题。
So eternal life is not a matter of time.
问永生是一个性质的问题。
Eternal life is a matter of quality.
我们能活在主里面。
We can live in the Lord.
主活在我们里面。
The Lord can live in us.
这个生命是荣耀。
And this life is glorious.
是丰富的。
Is rich.
是得胜的。
Is victorious.
是喜乐的。
Is joyful.
是满足的。
Is satisfactory.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们活像我们的主活一样。
We live as our Lord lives.
是主活在我们里面。
Because it's He who lives in us.
这样的活。
And this living.
越活越有趣。
The more you live, the more you're energetic.
那么感谢赞美神，我们活到永永远远。
We thank and praise God that we can live forever.
这个是在基督里面神所给我们的。
This is what God has given us in Christ.
我想我要加重一点我们弟兄昨天晚上所说的。
Now I want to re-emphasize what our brother has already said last night.
有一年我到南美洲去。
One year I went to South America.
我在秘鲁那个地方。
I went to Peru.
我与一对美国的宣教士在一起。
I was with two missionaries from United States.
我与他们爬山，与他们在阿马逊河边这小船上在那里。
I went with them over the mountains and also sailing.On the Amazon River,
探望弟兄姊妹
to visit brothers and sisters.
这一对夫妇非常的爱主
and these couple they love the Lord.
他们到秘鲁工作几十年
they went to Peru for tens of years.
也带领很多的人信主
they have brought many to Christ.
有一次他们在旅行的时候
and once when they were traveling,
他们听说在一个地方有一家中国人迁移到那里去
they heard that there is one place.A Chinese family has moved in.
他们是基督徒。
And they were Christians.
所以他就去访问他们。
So they went to visit them.
与他们在一起有一点交通。
And they had some fellowship with them.
这一对这个中国的家庭是我很熟悉的。
And this Chinese family I knew very well.
他们在交通的时候。
And while they were sharing.
就发现一件事。
They discovered one thing.
这一对夫妇。
And this couple.
他侍奉主那么
They served the Lord so many years.
他在那里传福音。
They preached the gospel.
说你信耶稣就有永生。
Say that if you believe in Jesus, you have eternal life.
但是永生在他们的观念里头。
But the eternal life in their mind.
就说你死了可以上天堂。
Is that when you die, you can go in heaven.
这个好像你买了一个保险一样。
It's as you buy an insurance.
你活的时候不能用的。
You cannot use it when you live.
死了就生效。
And it's effective when you die.
但是当他与这一个中国的家庭交通的时候。
But when the two of them were sharing with this Chinese family.
那位弟兄啊，就与他交通。
The brother fellowship with him.
说永生是就开始。
He said, "Eternal life starts today."
你今天就要享受永生。
And today you're going to enjoy eternal life.
你今天就让基督活在你的里面。
Today you have Christ living in you.
哎呀，这样一交通，那一对夫妇的眼睛张开了。
Now the eyes of this couple opened.
他开始看见什么叫做永生。
They started to see what is eternal life.
他就说，我要回去重新传福音。
They say, "We want to go back."And to preach the gospel again.
给人看见说永生不是光为将来的。
To tell people that eternal life is not only for the future.
今天你就活在永生里。
Today you live in eternal life.
因为基督是我们的生命。
Because Christ is our life.
你今天是靠着哪一个生命来活呢？
Now today, what life do you live by?
是靠着基督的生命呢，还是靠着你自己的生命？
By the life of Christ.Or by the life of yourself.
感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你在这里看见神赐给在基督里赐给我们永生。
So here you see that God has given us eternal life in Christ.
把他的儿子赐给我们。
He has given us His Son.
做我们的生命。
To be our life.
好叫我们能在地上活。
So that we can live on this earth.
福音有两方面。
There are two aspects of the gospel.
对没有信主的人，我们告诉他说。
To the non-believers, we tell them.
因为主已经为你死了，你就不必死了。
Because the Lord has died for you, you don't have to die.
福音另外一面。
Another aspect
是对你得救的人说的。
To the believers.
因为主已经复活了。
Because the Lord is resurrected.
所以你就不必活了。
So you don't need to live.
我想我们活得很辛苦。
I think sometimes we live too painfully.
我们想做基督徒做得很辛苦。
We think it's so hard to be a Christian.
我常常说 ,nervous Christian is good Christian. 你这个神经兮兮的基督徒啊都是好基督徒。
And sometimes I say the nervous Christians are good Christians.
如果你不是好基督徒无所谓的话你神经不会紧张的。
If you are not a good Christian and you don't care, you will not be nervous.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
主说你不必活了。
The Lord says you don't have to live.
我已经复活了。
Because I am already risen.
因着我活你不必活了。
Because I live, you don't have to.
这个是福音。
And this is the gospel.
这个就是神在基督所为我们预备的。
Because this is what God has prepared for us in Christ.
我的时间已经到了。
My time is almost up.
当然数不清了。
And I can't stop.
就是到永世里头我们还在那里数点在那里发现。
And even to eternity, we will still be able to, we will still be enumerating.
感谢赞美
神。To discover. We thank and praise God.
不但在我们每一个人身上神在基督里为我们预备了这一切。
Not only to every one of us, God has prepared all these things for us in Christ.
在第二章告诉我们说，他把我们在基督里同归于一，变成一个新人。
And in chapter 2, it says God has put us all together as a new man.
外邦人，犹太人
，Gentiles and Jews，
隔离的，不受隔离。
And the circumcised, uncircumcised,
自主的，为奴的
and the free and slave,
花外人，西古底人
and the barbarians,
Scythians, 我们在基督里面都是一个
we are all in one,
是一个新的人
in Christ, a new man,
今天在基督里没有中国人也没有美国人
today in Christ, there's no Chinese, there's no American,
在基督里只有基督。
In Christ, there's only Christ.
我们在世界上有各种各样的分别。
In the world, there are many different distinctions.
叫我们分开。
And that separate us.
但是在基督里面。
But in Christ,
我们是合一的。
We are all one.
因为只有基督。
Because there's only Christ.
不但这样。
Not only that.
到日子满足的时候。
When the time is full.
连天上地下。一切所有的
when all in heaven and on earth
都要在基督里同归于
will be summed up in Christ
所有的一切都要彰显基督的荣耀
and all things will display the glory of Christ
这一个是神在基督里所做的事
this is what God has done in Christ
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
so dear brothers and sisters
巴不得我们天天去发现在基督里面那些天上属灵的福气
every day that we can discover what God has given us in Christ all the spiritual blessings
我们低头祷告
let's bow down and pray
done something
我们的神我们从心里面发出感谢赞美
Our God, we thank you and praise you from our hearts.
你在基督的里面已经把天上各样属灵的福气都赐给了我们
You have given us in Christ all the spiritual blessings in the heavenlies.
你没有留下一样好处不给我们
You have not withheld any goodness from us.
在基督里
In Christ.
你已经都给了我们
You have given us all things.
我们的神啊求你开我们的眼睛
Our God, we pray that you open our eyes.
求你打动我们的心
You touch our hearts.
叫我们天天来发现在基督里的丰富
That daily we discover the riches in Christ.
好叫你的荣耀得着称赞
So that Your glory can be praised.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.